following Siman Reishayin Tes, Sifa Aleph, we're looking at the Bir Halacha. So Moshe Hashem and Shimon Nir. So about halfway through that Bir Halacha, he says, after the brackets, he says, Miu, Begemora Yesh Oy Tamachal Reb Shimon. The Moshe says a third reason, or a third issue over here, the besides Muktzah of the Machmas Isser, which is the idea of that it became a basis, and beyond the issue of that, there's an issue of being the henna from it. There's the problem of Muktzah Mitzvah. Now, Reb Shimon holds. Means Reb Shimon agrees to that type of muksa. Reb Shimon, the Morse says Reb Shimon less than muksa. But even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a muksa, agrees to certain types of muksa. So one of them is the concept of hooks of the mitzvase. And since it's been designated for mitzvah purposes, you can't use it. But even in that scenario, Reb Shimon personally holds there's no din of migidis katsoi. There's another din of muksa. If the giving of Shabbos is muksa, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. But Reb Shimon says, but as long as the nair is lit, it's a problem because it's hooks on the mitzvah. Once the nair goes out, it's no longer hooks on the mitzvah. But once that's true, that there's this new problem of hooks on the mitzvah, and you combine that with the fact that we hold like Reb Yehuda, that you say once it's muksa beginning of Shabbos, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos, so it'll come out that there's a third reason why this is muksa. Melody Dan, the Kabbalah like Reb Yehuda, the Mina Migul is concerned the Benish Moshe is the Kuliyama. We all like Reb Yehuda that the muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos remains the rest of Shabbos. And Kelev Yizeh, who adim and Ershal Chelev, Shabbos Chelev, the Shehud Gashem Mitzvah Yomtiv, person lit an air of wax or of tallow, on Yomtiv. See, even though you don't have the Yisra Mistab Minan air. And you don't have a problem with buses, but you're still going to have the problem of hooks of the mitzvah. And now it goes out. Well, it still remains hooks of according to Behuda, which is how we pass it. Also, the shtamach of the shuv shum tashmish achav yamtiv lo hooks of elul mitzvah look at near yamtiv. Tallow of permitted fats, not of the ones which are usher. You can't eat it. Okay. So that's when the war talks about there are three different issues. There's an issue of that it becomes a basis, the davar usher. There's an issue of that mistabik min aner, that you designate the, you cannot. There's an Isser riding on the Shaman itself because of Kibui. And there's a third problem, Hooks of Mitzvah. So he's basically put all of those points into some form of a relationship.
Why can you be mistopic and you have to...
Because...
Why isn't the Basis the Dabar Hasar and Yantif too?
Because you're allowed to light a Nair in Yantif. Shabbos with an air is also to light, so the shell heves is called the davar aser, and now the nair and the oil and the all the things are considered bus of the davar aser.
Only on Shabbos.
But
you can't put out.
So right, so you can't put out. So, but in the case that the Bishabur was talking about over here was that it was not oil. Which you have a problem of that, but in case of oil, you have a problem of kibui even on Yom Tov. In some case, it was a wax candle, which you don't have a din of kibui when you cut off the bottom of the wax candle. So there wasn't a problem with kibui. There wasn't a problem with buses. So the chara now, when it goes out, it should be mutter to use. He says, no, there's a third problem of hooks and mitzvah. That's the point of the barrel.
Wax candle or a bailiff candle?
Wax or tallow, either one, yeah.
Not
an oil lamp. Okay. Sif Beis. Simon Reish Antes Sif Beis. Ne'er Zeh Shomar Rosh Osa Latal Teloi Filatarakuba the term makam is osir. So a klisha malat the list, so there's a heter of a tarakuba tar makamoy. That heter does not apply to this nair when it's lit and even after it goes out. There is an opinion which allows tarakuba tar makamoy. Velaniru the bottom. And the Shulchan Aruch says he's not going to accept that opinion. That opinion does not seem to be right. The Yeshamim the Misha who is in this, but near Moyusalov Mutal Hatsia, the Habib and the Day Kikrab Shalvei, the Makra Lahifsin. So there's a heter moving muksa, something which a person finds repulsive. The more it talks about it, you found the dead rat. Dead rat is definitely muksa. No shallows about it. But it's also quite repulsive to let the dead rat sit there, you know, on your table. So you're allowed to take it out because Al Ramatar Muksa to remove things which are repulsive. Grafshal Ray. So it's clear from the Gemara in multiple places that an earthenware oil lamp, which has not been glazed, you put oil in it. Oil absorbs into the pores of the earthenware, and it comes out on the other side, and it becomes all greasy, and then it becomes all fatty, and it becomes quite repulsive. So he's arguing over here that there's a heter to move it, because if a person finds that repulsive, he has a heter of moving it because of moving a graf sharei, something that's repulsive is much to move. Okay, is that the Mishabura? If cut dalit, I feel the tzarich. A person cannot move it, even the tzarich kufa, the tzarich makam. Okay, but like darmi the shark klishim alat the liyaser the mutal tato the tzarich kufa makam. So the oil lamp is a klishim alat the liyaser. If he had not lit this lamp, but before Shabbos, he had this lamp sitting on the shelf, not being used. It's a kli which its purpose is to be used to light. So it's a kli shemalat al iser, but it's not actually lit to Shabbos. So that I'd be allowed to move the tzarkuv of the tzarkuv makama. But this one, which I lit, I moved it up from not just a kli shemalat al iser, it's a boss. So the shalhevis, or whatever the argument reason the church had before. And during Ben Hashmashes, it was also from all movement because it's a buses. Migri says, the Ben Hashmashes, the Gamri, is considered the Kul Yarmah the Gamri. So it became Muksa for the rest of Shabbos beyond a regular Hishamat al Isser. But something more than that, it's now going to be a total Muksa. So all these scenarios we consider the buses. Kemler Mother Moss said, if a person's an istanis, a person is a delicate person, and he finds the nair repulsive, you can take it out. Fifth Mr. Bura, istanis, hey, babachum, can rub posk of the af, me, she ain't on istanis. So this hat over here, the Ramah says that you have to have a person who is a card-carrying member of the Istanis Club. He's a known Istanis, and he says it's repulsive. Sounds like an average person. Can't say he's repulsive. So the Ramah says no. The person says it's repulsive. He has the right to move it. You can't stop him. Mashavat lohekel ele b'ner shalcheris shumos b'vada k'dekamim b'sefav. And the lamp made out of unglazed earthenware, that's clear, we consider that most. So there we believe him. Or even one out of wood. Wood in Mishalates, Awashal Tethis, Loy Moyes. If the material which the lamp is made out of was metal, it doesn't generate that type of Moyes. Okay, with their Chaim, actually, yes, the Hachmar Ben Isinis can gas a go. Their Chaim says no, that the Ramah is right. It's only much if the person is a known Isinis. He finds it most. He finds it emotionally distressing to have this thing next to him. So he's allowed to move it outside. If the nair is where you would be seated, in the area near where you're seated, so you're allowed to take it away and put it somewhere else. But if the item is not next to where the sinner is sitting, he's sitting over there, the item is all the way over there. So Gamini says, Osir, Lutata, Mimakam, Makam, the Kuliyam. So he doesn't get a special heter to go to say, well, it's all over there, and they're really about, you know, so look the other way. Now there's a discussion, the Gemara has a discussion. Certain cases, we were Makal, not always, certain cases, we were Makal. So the nair is over there, and it's Mos. This is all the way over there. It's not Mias. But the Balabos says, you know, I need to move to get this nair moved because it's in place where I want to put my whatever. So he says, no problem. He says, hey, Mr. Isson, why don't you come over here and sit over here next to this nair for a little bit? The guy says, he sits down and he says, oy vey, nair! I can't deal with it. Right? So the Moor says, are you allowed to, that's been called oysen graf terrain lechakila. So the Moor says, mokum hefsid, you're allowed to do it. The case over there was that they were having the dripping. The dripping was coming and was going to damage the house, and you wanted to take a container to move it there to prevent the dripping when the water is meus. The Moor says, so it bothers you, so just go somewhere else. The Moor says, you gotta bring your bed into the room to find the whole thing meus to mail it to move out to take out the container. So who asked you to move your bed in? Because Makam Hafsid, we said, you know, we'll use this after by making a graph for Chare and Chalkila. When we get to Hilma's Mooks, we'll talk about it more. But in general, that's not mutter to do.
Make your bed meus?
He brings his bed into the room to therefore now to be dwelling together with this thing, which will make it, he will feel repulsed by, and therefore have to move it.
What was the
hefsir? Yeah, well, you know, we go through the details over there, but the point is there are scenarios where if you don't move it, it's going to damage the floor, it's going to damage the walls, it's going to damage the beams. Okay. The correct use over here is not that he's not endorsing that you should be machmer. He's saying that a person who is makel, even some people are machmer, but the person who's makel is really relying on the ikur din, so he's not doing anything wrong at all. Gimel. The talta the ayinashin leisin alav lechem b'shabbos osur. So we come to this nair and we say that put a loaf of bread on top of it. So okay, now it's being the taltal, the bread, and the nair is just coming along, agav the bread. Let's argue like that. So the Gemara does use that svara in a case of a mace. Well, later there's a mace is muksa. And they wanted to carry the mace out. The Gemara says you can carry the mace out, but you have to do it agav a together with a loaf of bread. So you put the bread on the mace, and now the mace is functioning, as it were, is what's supporting the bread. And the agava, together with moving the bread, I'm allowed to move the mace also. But that heter was only given for a mace, because we would need to move the mace to a colder place that he shouldn't, the body should not decompose as quickly as it were, therefore making the mace more, it's a more insult to the mace. We can't bear him on Shabbos. I mean, well, he's sitting there in this very hot room, and it's causing the body to decompose very quickly. So we want to move him. So we say, use the eitz of putting a loaf of bread on the mace and move the mace. Okay, that's a special kula by mace that we did that. But I can't use that same idea over here. I'm going to put a loaf of bread on top of the nair, and then move the nair, agav the bread. Even if you put it there before Shabbos, it's not, you know, it's not really realistically the purpose of the nair is there to be able to be a transport vehicle for a loaf of bread. You know, it's a legal fiction which we allowed for the mace. We're not going to allow it over here, even if you put it there before Shabbos. Okay, so you cannot be metal to it. is osur. Tes etam. Don't make a mockum. Correct. It's the Ben Shoshes. The dialogue how you about oz lechem. Meiris is the Ben Shoshes. So it became muksa. So the lechem does not take away the status of muksa, which was there already. Then came along, let's say you put it before Shabbos, so then it became, if this legal fiction is accepted, beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't muksa, because it was there to support this bread. Okay? If you put the bread on me, but this only works if the lechem is more valuable. Anything of greater value, the oz arena kibin shenir nasa bosses le iser, do a shemen ulaheter beheter choshev tvei lekach shori. So the matirim over here is saying, listen, right now this nair is supporting this bread, which is very valuable, and also some oil, which is not so valuable. Okay, so the bread is more important. So now it's a bosses, not to the oil, it's a bosses to the bread. So now you can move the lamp. So why is Mechaber say you should not use this eitzah? It's a good eitzah. Matam, the keep in the menorah oikir asiyosu b'shil ha-shalhebis. L'chein nasis tomi tovel l'bosses l'shalhebis l'olechem m'shadur m'achem af shehem chashubim yosu. Because over here we have to look at the primary function of this lamp was to hold oil in it and burn it. It wasn't to be a support system for breads. So that's very nice that right now you have this very, very valuable loaf of bread on top of it, much more valuable than the amount of oil which is in the nair. That's beautiful. But it doesn't get a din of being a bosses to the bread because it's not what it's there for. That's the Mechaber's argument. It's a bosses to the shalhevas, which is mixa gomer. Okay. Dalad im histam bear Shabbos al ner zeh she tatalenu mashiach be much of the tatalay achas shikov. So even though we have a rule of migur that the ben shmos iskatzoy the kula yomo, we're going to say over here where the person actively declared that he's not being maksadas, and therefore as soon as it goes out he wants to use it. So the Mechaber says that works. The Ramban says no. Some say it doesn't work. That's the minhag not to rely on tonight. Dinah tonight and the Kamam Siman Tov Kreish Lamed Ches. The language that you have to use that the tonight should be effective. There are details which are explained later on. Over there in Hilchis Sukkah, if there are different items that you want to not become muksa and bottle to the sukkah, you might want to use them, take them off and use them, so you have to make a tanai. So or the same thing, if I want to, I have multiple asrogim and I want to maintain my right to switch out asrogim and use the asrogim now to eat, so it might make a tanai, which should take effect at the beginning of Yom Tov, that I'm not being maksadas, that I'm maintaining my rights to take advantage of this noi or of this ester, whatever it is. But there's a language which works, a language that doesn't work, so you should see over there the language, correct language. Our minhag is not to do this, rely on this tanai, but they have a goy move it. Ben b'zem ishum isra mir l'en Yehudi. Why isn't a problem Amir Lakum? What's the heter? You know, why is it much? It's not a problem Amir Lakum. He says, why not? Hoyl b'minikach havel kila hisala mitzkila b'shar ken nirali. He says that much. We will argue that it functions as if I made it tonight, which theoretically might even be matter even for me to move. But even if I'm not going to rely on myself, am I going to rely on it enough to talk? Let the goy do it. Okay, so Yud Aleph. So if he was Masim Erev Shabbos, in his name, Shulman Dener Osir LeKabbos, Shem Hachim Mahani Beit Tanai. So the Gemara says that even if Tanai works, it only works. It's something which realistically a person is expecting to eventually be able to use it. But Abashar Bosis Ladabra Osir, after the every shadow of Mahani tonight, Lee has this because she stalk a double osir in the bus, she mutilish damish. With the regular case of buses, it's a buses. So you get made it tonight. It doesn't work. But over here, since the nature of the nair, the whole buses is it's supporting the flame. The nature of the flame is to go out. So there, such a case, tonight works. Okay, it's still goes down to it, right? Then it's an ayah that come in. Hainu linyan, she yaseh, ukadim, and ashmash, is the thing has to be said before that day of Yom Tov starts. Now, so what's Mishnah Berurah saying? The Moreover there says that the lashon the person has to say that it should be effective is the person can't just say I'm planning to use the oil later on when the nair goes out. That doesn't help you. It means you were masking to the haksua during Menesh Moshe. And once that's the Menesh Moshe, it remains muksa. So what do you have to say? You have to say, any boigel, I am not relinquishing any rights that I have. The whole Menesh Moshe, I'm not relinquishing my rights to this item. So the case of the noy, so a person hangs some noy in a sukkah. He says, you know what, but before Yom Tov starts, the first day Yom Tov, he says, I'm not relinquishing any rights at all to remove this this noy sukkah and use it for the whole Benish Moshes. So during Benish Moshes, it's not designated to be part of the sukkah, because any moment he can take it away. So that's the lashon that you need to use. So Poshet, over here, we should argue that that's also the lashon you need to use. And that's what we're saying. Take a look over there for the lashon. It says it can't be. The words any so you can't move it. So you are bodel. By definition, you are movedel from this item for the whole benish moshes. So what are we saying that we see from over the dinner tonight? When's the proper time to say it? That's one point we're taking out over there.
Wow.
There's a sheet which holds that any bottle would work. So that's how the Gra understands this opinion. So we're going to be taught by Al Yedei and Yehudi. And I feel Imanu Sarach Loi Lusarach Guva Makarma. Actually, you got it. Shall you post it? So he's asking God to do it, even though he has no use out of it at all. He's just doing it to protect the menorah. So why does it work? Because we consider it, since it became so standardized to do, as if you made it tonight. Because it's not a regular tefillah tonight over here, you know, a transaction between two people. It's just saying, you need to clarify that you're not being maksadas. Well, if everybody in the whole city is not being maksadas, so I know that's clear. So it's as if you made it tonight. What's a limer? So we're talking about moving with the goy. We're talking about tonight. We said the tonight doesn't work. So Teretz knows the machlokes whether the tonight works. Therefore, when it comes to a goy, we'll be semach on the shita that tonight works. I didn't make it tonight. It's never made it tonight. Kilo hisna. So lema the tata al yere and Yehudi have a goy move it. Mitzarfina lizet. Hadar rishonah tonight mahani. We'll rely on we will rely on the opinion that tonight works. Fine. And we'll consider if you made it tonight. So not just a lamp, a small lamp, but a shoshit is a large container of oil, which like a lantern, which will last for the whole Shabbos. Example would be a nair that you light for your site, you expect it to last the whole Shabbos. And then if a kovet went out, over there, the mezelo shayach l'amar havi kilu hisna, because he's clearly maksadas. He does not expect it to go out. He expects it to last the whole Shabbos. And he's maksadas for the whole Shabbos. So now it goes out. He made it tonight. He didn't make it tonight. There's no Tanai over there. Comes the Prima Governor and says, okay, if you tell me the whole hetzer never going to work, move it is only because theoretically the sheet holds it's mutter for Yisrael to do it. So it comes to go, it'll be samech on that sheet. There's no Yamir Lakim because even a Jew can do it. But over here, no Jew can do this. So maybe you can't tell the guy either. After the also tata off on Ayyre and Yehudi. Zat Mishabur, but the Vahainu, Dafka Shal Yigone, the Tarakubu Makarma, Shay Ayyre and Yehudi before Gavni. That they're still talking about if you're doing it, the Tarak of the item itself. But if your goal over here is not to protect the item, but it's to protect, to help the person in some way. So that's the Hetzer Tzarka from Mekarma. So what does one do the other? Like this. We said before in Reish Ayin Vav, the Shabbos said that the lomdus why tilt ayere, moving muks ayere and Yehudi is mutter, is because since there's a way for the Jew to do it, being mutter to do it, see when the goy does it a different way, that's not the Jew's problem already. So what's the way that it's possible for a Jew to move it beheter? So the law is that you want to do move muksa, tilt him in the tzara, which means an indirect movement, not for the benefit of the muksa, but some way to benefit the person. So that's mutter for yourself to do. So here I have a case where I can move this indirectly for my benefit. So I can now have a guy do it directly. But in case I'm doing it, the item, so he has no way to move it. Because even when he moves it indirectly, but he's moving it in the tzarech of the item, it's also. It's only what he's doing in the tzarech himself, not the tzarech of the item. He's very worried about this expensive camera that, you know, he forgot to put away before Shabbos. He doesn't want anybody to steal it. So he wants to do tilt him in a tzad to protect the camera. It's also to do. So he can't ask the guy to do it either. And that's the point that he's saying over here. The problem here is to say, Shul Yigonev. Right? But how about Guva Makarma, if it's some benefit for the person, then it's Mutayre and Yehudi Bechol Gavli. Now, we spoke out then that the Lechard is a Kasha, because the Lechard is a way for you still to do it, even the Tzarek, the item itself. Mishab Bereshit says the tiltable Gufai is more to even the Tzarek, the Muksa. So tiltum in Atzad is tiltum, which is being done with your hands indirectly. So in the scenario where the camera is sitting there, so I don't pick up the camera directly. The camera is sitting on top of a pillow. I pick up the pillow. Meanwhile, I'm moving the camera. Right. So that's I'm using my hands to move it, but I'm not doing it directly. It's called tiltum in Atzad. So to do it to be able to protect the camera is also to do it to be able to protect. I need the pillow. Right, or I need the place where the pillow and the camera were, so that's mutter.
What do we say about it?
But let me just finish my thing. But tilt of a gufay is what even the tzarech the muksa. If I want to use my foot to move it, I can move it even for the muksa. So what do you mean? There's no case way that the heter is since a Jew can do it in one way, a goy can do it any way he wants. Well, there's a way for a Jew to do it. So why isn't there a heter for the goy to do it tzarech the muksa? So we said over there that no, that the reason why tiltum guva is mutter is because it's not considered tiltum. So you can't say, since it's a way for Jew to not do tiltum, therefore guys allowed to do tiltum. That's not the heter. Tiltum in itself is called tiltum. So there's a way for Jew to do tiltum, I can ask the guy to do tiltum. So he did it a different way of tiltum. But if I'm telling you, there's a way for Jew not to move something, because that's what we consider in Allah, is if you didn't do tiltum, so therefore a guy can move it, can do tiltum. That's ridiculous. So that's why it doesn't work. Yeah.
How do we look at like an item like there? We have like a playmat that like has music on and whatever for the baby. Like, but on Shabbos, you'd still want to use the playmat. Like, do you have an issue moving that?
No, that's a klitzum at worst. It's a klitzum not the lesser, which you're using the tzar for the baby. So that's klitzum not this, which the tzar kufa is mutter. Okay. Hey, ne'er shaliku b'Shabbos l'chayav l'charlo. They lit the nair because the woman who's in childbirth or person is ill. The woman gave birth already and she's already, you know, the dangerous past. or the chela has recovered, mutar tatalo im kava. So this halacha that something which is muksa remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos only applies if it was muksa beginning of Shabbos. Beginning of Shabbos, this nair wasn't lit, so the oil wasn't muksa, and the lamp was a klishim not the lister, which is mutar the tarku b'sarach mukarmai. Now you lit it in a way which is mutar, or you forgot it, it's ba'as or whatever it is, you lit it, so now it's muksa. You can't move it right now because right now it's servicing the shalhevis, which is muksa. Now the lamp goes out. The fire goes out. Okay, so now it's not muksa anymore. That muksa which was there while it was lit is removed when it goes out. The only case that that's not true, if it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, Ben HaShemash is, we pass like a Behuda, once it's muksa, then it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. Test of mutter, vein muksa l'chatzis Shabbos. We have a rule, what's called a muksa l'chatzis Shabbos. The daf im iskatzor ben hashmosha shu betchilas kinesis Shabbos. Only if it was muksa beginning of Shabbos, then we say who the minim iskatzor the kula Shabbos af lachas shakab. It remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. Avaloi bezeh shehudlek me'erev Shabbos lachayu lachayu sheish v'sakana sheimutz betchilas Shabbos ataltoloi. So even if you lit it before Shabbos, but it wasn't muksa from tilta because you can move it around whatever you need to take care of the chayla. So you weren't maksit. Well, iskatzor the kula Shabbos. Salachash and Israpa, a chayla, Elakos Manchu Dalek Bavad, Kolshke, Hudak Bashabas Kufa, the Sarkai of a chayla, Dalek Klav and Shmash's Vadak Kuyam. So if you lit on Shabbos, it's Pasha, like I told you before. If you even lit on Arab Shabbos, since it's an area where the lighting doesn't generate a muksa, because Ben Shmash's, you can move it as ever you need. So you weren't Maxadas then. So now it goes out. Now the chayla gets better, and then there it goes out. So to hate, do whatever you want with it. Tatalim kava. It's still an oil lamp, which is muksa klishma not the iser. So it's muksa tzarkuva. So makarim will live in mishar klima lash not the iser. Then he says, who adin? Even if a person lit on Shabbos bavera b'shoygeg, it doesn't remain muksa after it goes out. It does not remain muksa. So why is it, what about if you lit up a mezid? I don't want to talk about people doing averus. But ubeem is a feel of hitli kuba mezid. Gam came with the tata achra shakoba. The sarkuba sarmakarma hobble, the hoya muksa betkilas shkinsa shabbos. It wasn't muksa. The person with Captain Shagasi wants to be machal shabbos, and machal shabbos bemezid. Now it goes out. It's not muksa. I mean, you know, what the various person that he did, but that doesn't create a muksa to remain after the item goes out. There's a bir halacha, just quickly, the bir halacha says that this halacha that a nair is klishim lata liyisr, it's only if it's been used one time. Not on Shabbos itself, it's been used. But even though it's been made, but it's never been used, that's the concept of the Sugya Gemara called Hazmana. Hazmana La Milsi, it's not considered fully designated for its usage until you actually use it. So it comes out, it doesn't have a din of klishim lata liyisr just by making it. That's what he brings over here. I never understood the parameters of this halacha 100%. So that basically means, you know, any item that you buy, which is its function is klishim lata liyisr, if you haven't used it yet, it's not muksa. Right, that's what would come out, and that's, you know, would come up with some very interesting potential scenarios, you know, that a person could have. Okay, let's hold it here.